قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلهم تتقون.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Ramadan, and Allah has stated, I gave you Ramadan so that you can become a muttaqi. And alongside this, along with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also graced us with another thing. That He also gave a methodology. And that method was that, is that, through that method a person becomes a muttaqi. For example, if I give you a pen and I say that you need to write with this pen, then you will take the pen and you'll understand its objective, that I have to write with this pen. If I give you a motor vehicle, a car, and I say you need to travel with this car to your office, then when you receive the car, I will have also in parallel told you its objective, that the objective of this vehicle is that you need to drive it. I've given you this car for driving because its quality is that it will allow you to drive. The pen has its quality inherent that it will allow you to write. That's it, isn't it? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us Ramadan so that we can become muttaqeen. Alongside that, Allah's grace and generosity is such, Allah says, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu. I'll give you a method in the form of worship, لَلَكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that will make you a muttaqi. Subhanallah. So Ramadan was given to us so that we can become muttaqis. And within Ramadan, Allah has given us a tariqah, a method in the form of fasting, such a method, a high grade and superior method, supreme method, whose objective is, it can make us muttaqis. So in other words, if Allah has given us fasting, within fasting, 100% there are the qualities present that they can make us into a muttaqi. Just like I said to you, if I give you a car and I say to you, you need to utilize this car and go on a journey. So definitely, the car has the capability that you can travel with it. If I give you some milk and I say to you that you need to make some yogurt, but you can't see the yogurt at that time, but the yogurt has the capacity, the capability, that when you implement the manufacturing process, you will be able to transform that milk into yogurt, because milk contains that quality, capacity. Allah says, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu, I've made fasting fard for you, then 100%, totally, absolutely, the action of fasting, it contains that quality, the capacity to make you muttaqi. So Allah has given you the whole month of Ramadan, not one day, not 2 days. Oh, you can say, oh no, 1, 2, 3, 4. Rather, Allah has given us the complete month. And in every fast, there's a capacity. So Allah will make us keep 30 fasts and we will come out at the other end of the month totally as muttaqi. Every fast, every single day will make a person a muttaqi. Because Allah's Quran, the words of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala Himself has said, the capability, whoever keeps a fast becomes a muttaqi. So this is the reason that in this action, Allah Ta'ala has put a lot of respect and dignity in this action of fasting within Ramadan. In the hadith, the meaning of this hadith is that whoever with iman, with faith, has kept a fast and with the hope of gaining reward, then all his sins will be forgiven and he becomes a muttaqi. He becomes a muttaqi. So two things a person attains via fasting, by keeping the fast. Two things, thawab, reward, and taqwa is attained. And taqwa. Obviously, without a man, you cannot keep the fast. Then you won't be doing it correctly. You'll be just dieting. Hunger, thirst. Many people, they diet, fast. Yes, who are people of different faiths or without faith. That's different. But the condition is you have to have iman. And if you fast, you will get reward. And in addition, that person will attain taqwa from one fast. So imagine 30 fasts then. After 30 fasts, imagine how that person will become a muttaqib. Allah's kept that, put that capacity into fasting, that it will give taqwa to a person. That's why Allah Ta'ala regards to this ibadah of fasting, Allah holds it so dear and beloved, because a person becomes a muttaqi. The fasting person, and remember, the status of a muttaqi is very high in the near to Allah. A person who is a muttaqi, who has taqwa, he is a beloved servant of Allah. The whole of Jannah, paradise, is for the muttaqis. No one can go into paradise without taqwa. No one can become a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah. No one can attain Allah's nearness, closeness, unless he has developed taqwa. So every muttaqi individual with muttaqi, he is a very close and beloved servant of Allah. If you want to be wali Allah, friend of Allah, then the condition is to adopt taqwa. And to develop taqwa, Allah has given us which method, which ibadah, which worship deed? Sayam, fasting. Fasting. So when a person fasts, as it's stated in the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the breath of the fasting person. You know, the smell, the odor from the breath of the fasting person. Allah says, I love that more than the smell of musk. So what's this? The proof of? The proof of love. Because Allah ta'ala loves so much that individual who's fasting, Allah makes him muttaqi. Not because he fasted, but the fast has the capacity that the person adopted, the quality has gone into him, he's become a muttaqi, and the muttaqi is very beloved to Allah, close to Allah, and due to becoming muttaqi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the fasting person, the odor, the smell, obviously there's a smell, a bit of a, you can say a put-off smell, yeah, that comes, especially in the final hours of the fast, and because nobody likes hunger, do they? So close to Allah, that smell is so beloved that Allah Ta'ala says, I hold it dear, more beloved than misk. And what does this mean? Reality of this is that Allah loves that person, that Allah Ta'ala ignores the smell. I'll give you a small example of this. If you ask a mother, that does she doesn't feel the smell of the excrement of her child or the urine. Yeah? She comes so used to it, accustomed to it. You know, mothers, when they're changing their nappy, then they don't wash their hands. They start making the food off that because they love the child so much. The mother loves the child so much. They smell the excrement. Is the nappy? They smell towards the child's private parts. I saw a woman. I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Oh, I'm just looking. Is the nappy being spoiled?" And she put the nose next to the nappy. Yeah, the excrement of the child, the stool. Why? Because the love of the mother so much for the child that she doesn't take badly the smell of the stool. Allah says the smell from the breath of the fasting person is so beloved to me, more beloved than misk. This example proves that Allah Ta'ala loves so much so beloved that person who's fasting. Who? Me and you. Me and you. Alhamdulillah. Yes, after keeping a fast, a person, when he makes the niyyah in the morning, then in the evening when he's breaking fast, then he is the most beloved servant and human being of Allah. He is attained to the walayah, the friendship of Allah. To this extent, that subhanAllah, the angels for that person, in the final moments of the fast, he's about to break the fast, even the angels do supplication for that person's forgiveness, exoneration, when he's about to break the fast. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah, I stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regards to the fasting person, Allah decorates from paradise every day. Allah prepares special maqam in Jannah for that person. Obviously paradise is beautiful, like there's a beautiful woman, and on top of that she does more makeup. Yes, and dawns herself more. Then that beauty increases, isn't it? So Jannah is beautiful automatically. But if Allah Ta'ala decorates even more, imagine how Allah decorates paradise more. That person who kept the fast, which is muttaqi. And it's stated, Allah stated that my servant, very soon you will enter into here. Because you have acquired taqwa, you've done the action which makes you a muttaqi. 100% absolutely fasting will make a person a mutukila, as stated. I give you milk, it will make it into yogurt. 100% that milk will give you yogurt if you implement that process through which the milk can be transformed into yogurt. Because milk has that capacity. If I say from milk make paneer, then that milk will have that capacity, the 100% it will allow you to make paneer, that milk. It's got the qualities, the capability. So fasting has the capability, 100% by the evening will make you the mutaki, subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this is the point. Now, however, every fasting person isn't a mutaki, is he? My brothers, he doesn't become a mutaki, does he, every fasting person? So what's the reason for that? What's the reason for that? That every fasting person doesn't become a muttaqi. His emotions don't change. The light of taqwa doesn't flicker within him. The candle of taqwa doesn't shine within him. And he says, I've kept the fast. He says that I've kept the fast. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was passing through a place and there were two people sitting and they were speaking amongst to each other. It was Ramadan month, the month of Ramadan. Obviously they will have kept the fast. Obviously, so when the Prophet ﷺ passed by near to them, and they were, one was backbiting and the other one was listening. The Prophet ﷺ stopped immediately, and he was the Nabi. He came to explain and teach and educate and guide. So when he said, oh people, listen, both of you, your fast has not been accepted. Your fast is broken. You are not fasting people. Your fast is broken. You have committed such a sin that your fast has been cancelled, annulled, void. Allahu Akbar. Fasting person. Who is a fasting person? So what fast is it about which a person, through which a person becomes a muttaqi? How do we implement this ibadah? And for who does Allah Ta'ala decorate Jannah Paradise? Which fasting person? Why does Allah Ta'ala say that this fasting person's breath is more beloved to me and dear to me than the misk, his breath? And when does Allah Ta'ala forgive a fasting person? That fasting person, who keeps the fast on his tongue, keeps the fast on his eyes, keeps the fast on his ears, keeps the fast on his hands, keeps the fast on his feet, keeps the fast on his stomach, keeps the fast on his thinking. When that person makes niyyah, subhanallah, in the morning, وَبِسَوْمِ غَدٍ نَوَيْتُ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ, then he's become the fasting person. He's made the intention. What is a fasting person? I won't commit a sin, disobey Allah from my ears, nor from my tongue, nor from my hands, nor from my eyes, nor from my feet, nor from my tongue. No, and the tongue, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greatest. The organ of the tongue is the root cause of most people going into Jahannam, and 99% of people whose fasts are broken is due to they're not concluded as the fasting person. They won't get the reward, they won't be muttaqis. The reason for that will be is that we did not keep the pure fast. We did not observe the pure fast. When you observe a pure fast, then how will it make you a muttaqi if you don't keep observe the pure fast? Me, if I give to you milk, fake milk, contaminated milk, diluted milk, and looks at me, I say make yogurt, you'll try the best hard, but yogurt will not be made. If I give you false milk, and I say to you that make paneer out of this milk, make something out of it, a product, you'll try your best, but that product will not emanate. If I give you pure milk, immediately yogurt will be manufactured. Pure milk will give you paneer. In the same way, if you don't have a pure fast, and you are doing the actions, but it's not a pure fast, and it's there to make you the muttaqi, it's got the capacity, the ability. So if I keep a false, fake, non-genuine fast, then it won't make me muttaqi. Unless I protect my eyes, my hand, my tongue, my mouth. If I don't keep the fast with all these organs, then it won't be a fast and it won't make me a muttaqi. This is the reason why the whole world is passing through Ramadan and it comes out at the other side of Ramadan. One fast makes a person muttaqi after keeping 30 fasts in Ramadan. Forget about taqwa. It's the pinnacle of jahalat, the first day of Eid. The peak of ignorance, the first day after fasting, singing, music, immodesty, dancing, partying, this party, that party. Ramadan, the party started Ramadan. What is this? Iftar party. Yeah, politics. Yeah, politicians' parties, politicians are holding parties in homes, they are gatherings, iftar parties, eating, drinking. And where will taqwa come from? How will a person become a muttaqi? Such a great ibadah Allah Ta'ala has given to us. 30 days to make us the wali of Allah. The one fast makes a person wali of Allah. By the evening it makes him the wali of Allah. It gives him the high status of wilayat. One fast, if it's the correct fast. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the example. Yes, that one, your fast is broken. Rasulullah said, if you do a haram action, if your rizq is not halal and you're eating sahur to keep the fast and you break the fast with a haram rizq, is that fast? A person, that's why he doesn't become mutaki. Yes, that there's dirt and impurity in a person's mind when he's breaking the fast. All these things, impurities are in there. And more things come, impurities. Allah's kalam is haq, Allah's deen is haq, truth. Allah's statements are haq, truth. Allah stated,
Ya ayyuhannin aman, kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba. كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
O believing men, O believing women, I have made this fast compulsory for you, not just for you, but also those before you, the previous ummahs, so that your maqam, your status will become worthy of paradise when you are muttaqi. Immediately at that time you can enter into paradise. Doesn't matter how many worship deeds you implement. Every action which is done with taqwa will be accepted. Whether it's salah, has to be with taqwa, it'll be accepted. If it's recitation of Quran, you have to have taqwa, then it'll be accepted. If you do hajj, it has to be with taqwa, it'll be accepted. If whatever action you do, whatever ibadah worship you do in your life, then the biggest factor, underlying factor, and common denominator is taqwa. And I'm giving you the 30 days of Ramadan to develop taqwa. And I'm giving you such a great method in the form of ibadah worship, that every ibadah of it is this, that one fast is such, that one fast, if you keep it, then in the morning you'll keep the fast, and by the evening when you are breaking the fast, for example from the morning you are full of sins, you are surrounded by sins, you've got deep deficiencies within you, and you keep the fast in the morning, and after keeping the fast, when the evening falls and you break the fast, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces that you are so beloved to me, you're such a beloved servant to me, that the breath, the smell from your breath, it is more beloved to me than the smell of musk. Subhanallah. So my brothers, we should keep such a fast, shouldn't we? To keep the fast, then when a person makes the intention, Subhanallah, wa bisawmi ghadin nawaitu min shahri Ramadan, they make a true promise that from my tongue no words will emanate that are wrong, from my mouth no anger will emanate, I won't backbite against anybody, I won't lie, I won't fight with anybody, have a quarrel with anybody, I won't dispute with anybody, I'll protect my eyes. Here, that for example, when we keep the fast, that for example, we use our eyes, oh, let's look at this, and look at this scene, and look at that. Is this fasting? This is deception. This is not fasting, this is deception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the things He's given to us, subhanallah. Allah has given rewards. Allah says that the total effect and quality is in the rewards. But let's make niyyah and let's do dua to Allah. Allah Ta'ala, make us such fasting people. May we keep such a fast. Then in the morning we make the intention, and by the evening when we are breaking the fast, then that Jannah that you prepared for us, decorated for us, and the angels that are doing dua, supplication for our forgiveness, Allah, you give this to us. And you make us so beloved to you that the breath, that the smell from our breath is more beloved to you than the smell of misk. May Allah Ta'ala give me, you, and all of us the ability. Ameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا. Ya Allah, to humare sagheer aur kabeer gunahon ko maaf farma de. Ae mere Maula, humare halaat par rehmat farma de. Ya Allah, hum pe karam farma de. Ae mere Maula, hame maaf farma de. Ya Allah, hame maaf farma de. Ya Kareem, hame maaf farma de. Ya Allah, tu rehmat farma. Ya Allah, tu rehmat farma. Ya Allah, tu rehmat farma. Ya Rehmat, hame tu maaf farma de. Ya Allah, hamari tauba qubool farma de. Ae mere Maula, kya haal ho gaya mere Maula. کبھی ایسا رمضان کسی نے نہیں دیکھا ہوگا میرے مولا، ایسا رمضان کسی نے نہیں دیکھا ہوگا، نہ مسجدیں ہیں، نہ قرآن ہے میرے مولا، نہ تراویح ہیں قریب. یقین یہ ساری باتیں اس طرف اشارہ فرماتی ہیں کہ میرے مولا تو ہم سے ناراض ہے، میرے مولا یا اللہ تو ہم سے ناراض ہے، یا کریم تو معاف فرما دے، یا اللہ ہمیں سچا توبہ نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ عذابوں کو ترتا دیکھ رہے ہیں، قرآن کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جاتا دیکھ رہے ہیں، مسجدوں کو بند ہونا دیکھ رہے ہیں میرے مولا، پھر بھی ہمیں احساس نہیں، ہم اسی دنیا میں رنگ میں رہے ہیں میرے مولا، اسی دنیا میں مست ہیں یا کریم، اسی حالتوں کے اندر مست ہیں، الٹے سیدھے جواز پیش کرتے ہیں، حقیقت کو نہیں سمجھتے کہ تمہارا رب ہم سے ناراض ہو گیا. کبھی ہو سکتا ہے کہ اتنا بڑا پیارا مہینہ ہو، ہو رمضان اور نہ ہو قرآن، یا اللہ یہ کیسے ہو سکتا ہے؟ یہ اسی وقت ہو سکتا ہے میرے مولا جب تو ہم سے ناراض ہو جائے، یا اللہ یہ تیری ناراضگی کی دلیل ہے یا کریم، تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے. لیکن یا اللہ تو اتنا کرم کرنے والا ہے، رحم کرنے والا ہے، سچے دل سے کوئی تیرے پاس آ جائے، سارے دنیا کے سارے وجود سے اوپر سے نیچے میں تو گناہوں سے لت پت ہو، زمین اور آسمان کے برابر اس کے پاس گناہ ہو، یا اللہ تو کسی کی پرواہ نہیں کرتا، تو کہتا ہے میں معاف کرتا ہوں تجھے، اور تیرے سارے گناہوں کو میں نیکیوں میں تبدیل کرتا ہوں میرے مولا، تو اتنا کریم ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ اس رمضان میں مسجدیں واپس دے، یہاں قرآن بھی واپس دے، تراپی بھی واپس دے، یا اللہ حفاظ کے قرآن سن سکے میرے مولا، پھر وہ رونقیں لوٹا دے، پھر وہ راتیں لوٹا دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ جن راتوں سے مسجدوں میں جاگنے کی آوازیں آتی تھیں، تکبیروں کی آوازیں آتی تھیں، اذانوں کی آوازیں آتی تھیں میرے مولا، جن راتوں میں میرے مولا ذکر کی آوازیں آتی تھیں یا کریم، تبلیغی جماعتوں کی رونقیں لگتی تھیں یا کریم، یا اللہ وہ راتیں ہمیں پھر لوٹا دے، یا اللہ وہ راتیں پھر لوٹا دے، یا اللہ تو کرم فرما دے میرے مولا، یا اللہ دوزخ کی آگ سے بچا، یا اللہ اپنی رضا نصیب فرما دے، یا اللہ اپنی رضا نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ اس روزے کو ہم برباد کر رہے ہیں، ہر روزہ انسان کو تقوی دیتا ہے، متقی بناتا ہے، تیرا دوست بناتا ہے، ولایت عطا فرماتا ہے میرے مولا، لیکن وہ روزہ بھی روزہ نہیں ہمارا یا کوئی. یا اللہ سچا روزہ عطا فرما، زبان کا بھی روزہ ہو، نگاہ کا بھی روزہ ہو، حرام سے بچ رہے ہوں یا اللہ، غیبتوں سے بچ رہے ہوں، جھوٹ سے بچ رہے ہوں، لڑائی اور جھگڑوں سے ایسا روزہ عطا فرما جس میں نہ لڑائی ہو، نہ جھگڑا ہو، نہ جھوٹ ہو، نہ غیبت ہو، نہ جلن ہو، نہ حرام ہو میرے مولا، خالص حلال سے روزہ رکھیں اور حلال سے روزہ کھولیں میرے مولا، ایک روزہ ایسا عطا فرما دے کری. یا اللہ تمہاری حالتوں کو جانتا ہے، ہاتھ پھلائے ہوئے میرے مولا، بہت قبولیت کا وقت ہے کریم، تو ہمیں لیلۃ القدر نصیب فرما، اور لیلۃ القدر مسجد میں نصیب فرما یا کریم، اجتماعی دعائیں نصیب فرما میرے مولا، اجتماعی دعائیں نصیب فرما، پھر وہ رونقیں نصیب فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ وصحبہ ازواجہ ذریاتہ اہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. آمین آمین.